Okay, this is attempt number 3 to do this boo. Maybe that's telling me something. I'm not meant to do it. This is for RJ Net. And Robert had posed a question a few days back and about asking about microphones for iOS devices, stereo mics ideally. And Robert, I just want to say a few things. I hope, first of all, that Robert hears this. If somebody, I'm not even sure Robert follows me anymore, so I suppose I should check that out. I thought about DMing this to Robert directly so that I know for sure that he'll hear it. But my concern is that there are always people, always, who come and find me privately once I talk about stereo recording gear. Excuse me, it's echoey in here. I'll come in the back where it's not quite so live. There are always people that ask me about recording stuff when I post talking about recorders or stereo devices or whatever. So I want to make it public. Most people probably already know this, but if not, what I do know, Robert, is this. He's looking for a stereo mic that he can take, I think, and attach to himself that's not directly, that doesn't sit directly on the iPhone, so he doesn't have all this handling noise. He wants something on a cable, definitely, ideally, that he can maybe attach to himself, probably put the phone in his pocket or maybe use the camera simultaneously, I don't know, and take pictures or just be able to use and have his hands free. And this has been a big pet peeve of mine also for a long time, because for a number of years I used a device that became obsolete when the Lightning cable came into play with the iPhone 5, and I was always really kind of saddened to lose the device. There was a 30-pin device, and I've just learned recently that it will actually work with an official certified Apple Lightning extension cable. So you need the cable itself, the Lightning to 30-pin, Lightning male to female 30-pin extension cable. And into that 30-pin extension, you'd plug this little tiny rectangular box. And it's actually kind of a neat little device. It has a little limiter. It has, different levels of input. It has two inputs, actually, for mics. And you can either plug a pair of binaural mics into it, which is what I loved it for. In fact, I've got some audio up here where I'm using binaurals directly into the iPhone. And it was awesome. It was really cool. It was called the Tascam iX-J2. And the neat thing about it is that it's an older device, so you can find them for next to nothing online. They're really inexpensive. If you want to go buy a new one, you might pay some bucks for it. But I mean, I've seen them as low as $9. And that and a Lightning extension cable will get you still the best interface that I've found to date for iOS. The advantage to using a Lightning extension cable is that it leaves your headphone jack free, so you can still plug headphones into it and you could connect the iX-J2. Now understand, that's going to put some weight on your cable, not much, but a little bit. So you do need to be conscious of that, because the Lightning port obviously is tiny and the iX-J2 does weigh, an ounce or so. So it's going to put a little bit of weight on that cable. But the beauty of it is that you can plug it into your iPhone and have, two mono inputs or a stereo input. You've got a lot of control over the input, and you can connect regular binaurals to it. You can connect a handheld mic to it. You can connect any number of stereo devices to this thing, as long as they have that 1/8-inch jack to plug into the Tascam itself. It's actually really probably still hands down my favorite recording solution. I really thought there would be more stuff out there with Lightning support by now, since Apple has opened that up. But I don't see as many third-party devices even as I did for the older 30-pin devices were around for quite some time. So there was a lot of time to develop, and I had hoped that Tascam would do a similar thing. But the problem, of course, is that everybody has started putting the headphone jack on the bottom of the phone. So there's no plugging in headphones and using VoiceOver. The other option, of course, is the Zoom IQ 5, 6, and 7. You've already researched that, so won't waste a lot of time. I'm using the IQ 6 currently, and I like it because it's an XY stereo pattern. If you don't mind that mid-side thing, you could use the IQ 7 and do just as well. For some people, they like that even better because they're inverting their phone and shooting video at the same time, so they can adjust, you know, what their stereo signal sounds like. I like the realistic replication of XY. That's personal preference. That's just me. Everybody's different, and it doesn't necessarily mean anything just because I like it. The advantage to the Zoom, of course, is that you can plug headphones directly into the side of the mic and then control the gain. You know that already, so I won't waste a lot of time talking about it. There are some drawbacks to it. Of course, it sits on the iPhone directly, so I know that's not something you want. The last thing you may want to consider checking out is something called the Rode IXY. That supposedly is connected via a lightning cable. Now, I have not seen it or played with it. I've just seen reviews online, and I don't know what happens, to your headphones. Apparently, if it's a regular lightning cable that it's connected by, you would have room there on the bottom of your phone for the headphone jack. I know the Rode IXY works with an app called Rode Rec, R-E-C, available in the App Store. I don't know if it's, I'm assuming that any app with stereo support will recognize the IXY, but that supposedly is a stereo mic option, and from the reviews I have read, it is affixed to a lightning cable. I can't say more than that because I haven't heard it or played with it, but it's also a mic that I've seen. I've played with the Apogees and stuff. I know people that have the Apogee. I personally don't like it, but that's just me. I think it puts a lot of unnatural artifacts. It makes people sound, ideally, you know, it really does kind of sound good. It's big and bassy, but it puts a lot of artifacts into people's voices that just aren't there. And it bugs me. But that's just me, you know. It's a great mic. Some people like it. But again, it's mono, and its price point is probably a little higher, as is the Rode IXY. You can pay some money for that too, but it may warrant investigating. And those are the only options that I know of so far. I've heard of a few other things, but again, I haven't really confirmed whether or not they're mono or stereo, so I don't want to speak to them or to their usability and accessibility. I don't know how much vision you have, if you rely on VoiceOver or if you just use it if it's more convenient. I gather that you have some sight, but I don't know that for sure. So maybe the headphone jack isn't critical for you like it is for some of us who, you know, rely on VoiceOver and can't really use the devices too effectively without it. I can get pretty close and, you know, turn speech off, but I still need the sounds even to be able to click on things. So for me, the headphone jack is critical, and it sounds like maybe it is for you too. I would check out the Tascam, though. It might be a viable solution. You'll pay more for the Lightning extension cable if you buy an official one from Apple especially, but that does work. And you'll also spend some money on a good set of binaurals. But again, they're the best investment because they're so versatile. They are working on a Bluetooth recording solution. And I think in the next year we'll see. I've been talking with some people about the company Hook Audio, H-O-O-K-E. If you haven't checked those out, they're a startup company, but the guy is awesome. He's working with accessibility from the outset to make sure that his app and his stuff is usable with VoiceOver, and you're talking about binaural mics built into a Bluetooth headset. I'm so excited, I just can't stand it. But it's not here yet, so that doesn't do you much good. But I would check out the Rode IXY and see if maybe that's a feasible option, as well as the Lightning cable in the Tascam IXJ2. I hope this is helpful, and if somebody else knows something about stereo mics, of course, I know at least that I would love to know what it is. So thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you next time.